Hey guys, welcome back to the Digital Marketers Chat podcast. I'm your host Sanju, and in today's podcast is completely dedicated to the digital marketing freshers, because in today's podcast I'll be sharing with you guys four things that a digital marketing fresher needs to do in order to stay ahead of other digital marketers, or in order to get ahead of other digital marketers over time in the field. So the first thing that you need to do is to install Zest and start reading articles. Now, Zest is a Chrome extension that curates awesome articles from various sources and displays it on your Chrome homepage. So it becomes your Chrome homepage, and you get to read new articles every single day and learn new stuff every single day. So it's something that you need to start doing, and it's something that I do every single day, or I try to do every single day. Most of the days I just miss it, but I still do follow a lot of other blogs in order to keep myself updated. So it's one of the best ways to stay updated and to learn a lot of things, and in order to stay ahead of others in the field. So that was the first suggestion. The next suggestion that I have for you guys is to run small budget ads every single month. So if you are a digital marketing fresher who doesn't have hands on a PPC project or a PPC campaigns or stuff like that, or an ad platform, then I would suggest you guys to allocate a small budget every single month and start running campaigns on platforms like Facebook, Pinterest, Reddit, or Quora. I wouldn't suggest AdWords, because AdWords needs a bigger budget, but platforms like Facebook and others require a smaller budget, and you can start off with something like 500 rupees every single month, and you can learn how to set up the campaigns, ad sets, the ads, and see how different campaigns works, and how changing the interest or narrowing down the audience or other iterations work. So this will give you more practical experience, and this will help you during the interview process as well, because your chances of getting hired with practical experience is much higher than just going out there in the interview and bullshitting the theoretical knowledge. So this is one more suggestion that I have for you guys. The next thing would be to test different tools. Now, the reason why I talk about tools is because every single tool has a designed purpose, and every single tool will give you different insights and perspective to whatever you're doing. So these tools will make you realize and learn a lot more from what you're doing. Like, let's take Hotjar, for example. Hotjar is a tool that gives you insights on how users interact in your website. It shows you the heat maps, and it helps you in A/B testing and all that. There's a much more better alternative to Hotjar, which is called User Search. It's free and gives you much more insights on user activity and all that. I'll have another podcast wherein I'll talk about all these tools. Now, just because I mentioned these tools, the link will be in the description. So these tools will give you much more insights to what you're doing, and allow you to learn a lot more about what you're doing. Like, from the past 1 or 2 weeks, I've been working on Mobile Monkey, setting it up and linking that up to my Facebook ads and all that. So these gave me a chance to learn a lot more about bots, chatbots, and how to run it much more efficiently, and all the things associated to it. So it's a good chance to learn about different things. So I would really recommend you guys to look into different tools every single day. If not, at least test out a tool every single week. So guys, the final suggestion I have for you guys is to never stop. Never stop learning new things. Never stop being curious. Never stop trying or testing out new things. If you stop doing any of these three, then you become outdated, because this field is like super dynamic. Everything changes every single day. So once you stop being curious, stop doing new things, stop learning new things, then you get outrun by most in this field and you become outdated. So guys, those were the four suggestions I had for you guys in this or today's podcast. So I hope you guys found it helpful and meaningful and insightful and some shit. If you did, then please do subscribe, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Adios.